This is chapter 5, as fresh as a ragweed.
I'm Luca now. I'm playing Randall and Clay.
I'm Nate, and I play Mr. Sun and Dewey.
I'm Skylar, and I'm playing Ida.
I'm Eris, and I'm playing narrator and Aunt Ernestine. Randall wakes up, and he smells smoke and goes downstairs.
Oh, it's you.
I slept so good bedded down in those nice, soft cotton seat holes that I woke up at dawn fresh as a ragweed, and I decided I'd just as well be active.
Ida looked fresher than the day before. She had on a clean shirt with her overalls. Ida opened the cupboard door.
Where do you keep the bacon?
Randall went into the pantry and brought out a big slab of home-cured meat. Ida began slicing the slicing strips from it.
I'll go draw some water.
I brought in a fresh supply already.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Randall returned to the house. He could smell biscuits baking the moment he went inside.
Of course that was before bareback riding.
I thought you rode horseback.
I did.
But just now you said bareback.
Clay always insisted on keeping the exact truth.
So, she doesn't mean she rode bear. She means the horse she rode was bareback, that didn't have a saddle or anything on it.
Clay looked upon him.
It had her on it, didn't it?
Before Randall could answer,
of course I was talking about bears.
Then lowered her voice.
But to tell you the truth, I never did ride bears bareback, nor buffaloes either. For them I had a little red saddle with a white fringe around it.
What happened?
Ida stirred the grits and turned away from the stove.
Why go riding away, yelling yippee as loud as I could like this?
At that, she jumped into the air, clicked her heels, and yelled,
yippee!
So loud that the dishes rattled in the cupboard. Then she skipped a few steps, jumped into the air, and yelled,
yippee! Come on, try it.
Yippee! She told the twins, and three of them clicked the kitchen, skipping, yelling, and jumping. What on earth is going on?
Just calling everyone to breakfast. No point in cooking if nobody's going to get up and eat it.
Still early. This is Sunday.
Why, so it is. Where do you keep the whiskey?
This is not a drinking household.
Of course not. Whiskey's not for drinking. It's for flavoring. A spoonful in the dessert would be just right.
Dessert for breakfast? Oh, boy.
Smiling as she sat down and on the place on the table.
A little boiled custard I whipped up for dinner.
But when Dewey's smile disappeared, she added,
why not for breakfast? That's a good idea, Dewey. It shows you're thinking, but you must eat your eggs first.
By the time Ellen came to the table, the blessings were said. Everyone was eating and were pleased.
We have had sawmilk gravy.
Not since Mama died.
There was a brief silence, and Randall thought about his mother. It was still difficult to believe that she was gone.